Continuing our series of call to prayer, as we look at different passages of Scripture to give us motivation to pray. This is one of several psalms that are listed specifically as prayers. And so we're just going to read an entire psalm and then just to pick out a few thoughts from that. Verse 1 says, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Thou, my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. The day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. I'll praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of vile men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me, give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast holpen me and comforted me." And so we see with David, and we don't exactly know the context in which this psalm was written. We know David had plenty of troubles in his life, but he recognized his neediness, and so that's what led him to pray and to call God to minister unto him. And that, I think, is so often the thing, is that we cease to pray when a lot of times when we think we have what we need. And that's sometimes, sadly, it's almost like, well, if we get what we want, then prayer is not something that comes to our mind. And it's something that we want to realize. Prayer is essential to us, and really we want to understand we're always needy. And we need to find our solution and our provision in God and no one else. And we see as well, verse 5 gives us a motivation too. As we pray, he says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." And it is because of the character of God that we pray to him. That if he was unreasonable, if he was fickle, then prayer would be kind of a, in many ways, hard to say if it would even be worthwhile, because based on, if he was such a God, based on his feeling of the moment, based on his whims, we could not really expect anything from him. But that's not at all who God is. He is a good God. He's always good. He's good to all. And he's ready to forgive, that he's not one that bears a grudge. He's not one where he figures, well, we gotta be kind of ground in the dust before he's ready to show mercy to us. We actually find instead that he's plenteous in mercy, all them that call upon him. And that's the thing, is that he knows so often the mess our lives are in. He knows so often that much of that is often self-inflicted. And he's not one to sit there and judge and condemn. He's one that he wants to help us. And so he's playing us in mercy. And if we call upon him, if we recognize we have a need, that we, a lot of times we dig ourselves into some pretty deep holes. And it's the thing is that when we finally turn and say, Lord, help me, I've made a mess of things, that then that's when he's ready to help us. And it's the thing. Sometimes we're in situations that we brought ourselves into it. Sometimes we're in situations we have no control of, where just our circumstances seem to be overwhelming us. Sometimes because we're doing right, we have different enemies that seek to oppose us. But in both situations, we can call the Lord and he's ready to help us. And we see verse 7, he says, in the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. And that's something that we can have that assurance that when we pray, when we call on God, there will be an answer. And sometimes, of course, we don't necessarily like the answer that's given. Sometimes we want God to just kind of fix our problem, give us an escape route, a way out, where instead he may be calling us to go through this, and he's going to be with us through this difficulty. But we can know that, and when we call upon the Lord, he isn't distracted, he isn't too busy, he isn't ignoring us, he hears and he answers. And he says, among the gods there's none like unto thee. And he said, he speaks, he's how all nations shall one day come to worship before him. And he says, for thou art great and doest wondrous things, thou art God alone. And that's really what we have to learn is, because we, of course, we don't bow down to idols of wood and stone, but a lot of times we can find ourselves where we're trusting and relying upon things other than God to help us in our certain situation that we're in. And a lot of times we depend on these certain things, and we essentially, even though they're not gods of wood and stone, but we're still praying to gods that cannot save. That we think this is going to be the solution, this will fix my problem. And we find that it doesn't help us at all. And we can think of that in so many things, in terms of drugs, in terms of sometimes gaining financial wealth or prosperity. Those will fix things, and that doesn't. And so it's something that we have to recognize, and another motivation is why we pray to God, because only he is the only one that is God. No one else has the ability or the might to be able to give us the help that we really need. And we see as well in this verse 11, we see that. And that's sometimes what we really miss in prayer, is that a lot of times our mindset is we want to change God's mind so he does what we want him to do. And we actually see with David, it's different. He's in his prayer, he's asking God to change his heart, change his mind. He says, teach me thy way, I'll walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. And that's the thing. It's, if we're going to be going our own way and doing our own thing, and we're praying for just God to enable us to do that, we recognize he's not going to bless that prayer. But when we still have a heart where, Lord, I want your will in my life, I want to follow your way, and we're submitted to that, then we know that he's going to be able to help us and be willing to help us. And so we see that commitment of him is as he's taught the way of the Lord, he's going to walk in the truth of the Lord. And he asked God to unite his heart to fear thy name. And that's That's something that really in our prayers that we should have the same prayer, because often we have a divided heart. That there's part of us that wants to serve the Lord, that wants to be a blessing to others, that wants to follow God's will. But then there's that other part of us that's fighting God's will tooth and nail, that is selfish and self-focused, doesn't want to follow God's way, that just wants God to rubber stamp our way. And so we need to pray for God to unite our heart to fear His name, to give our whole heart would give Him the honor and respect that is due Him, we are blessed as we fear the Lord. And so we need to pray for that, that the Lord would help us. And he says there, I'll praise you, O Lord, with all my heart, and I'll glorify thy name forevermore. And that's really, in many ways, the thought that we should have in all of our prayers. And it's not, we want to understand that God's response to our prayer should in no way change this response to God, right? That it isn't something where we want to get into this kind of trying to bribe God. Well, it's if you give me what I want, then I'm going to praise and glorify you, right? That there's no conditions on this. He says, I'm going to praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I'll glorify thy name forevermore. And because of what he has done, because of who God is. And you think of that with Job, that he lost everything, but then he still worshipped the Lord. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And so that's the thought that we want to have. And that we have to think of it in those ways, that sometimes we don't get what we want. It's probably because God knew that what we wanted wasn't good for us. And we want to praise Him for His wisdom in sometimes denying our requests because what we wanted wasn't what was His best for us. And so we learn of that, and we see as well He speaks of those that oppose Him, those that threaten Him. But then He again turns to the Lord. And that's often what we need to do, is that we get overwhelmed by our circumstances, overwhelmed by the opposition around us. But then in prayer, our mind needs to get back to the Lord. And we see that with David. He says, but thou, Lord, art a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. And so he asks God to have mercy on him, give strength to deliver him, and show him a token for good, that they which may see it may be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast opened me and comforted me. And that's often in times of difficulty, in times of trouble. That's what we pray for. Lord, show me a token for good, that where the Lord steps in, and it's unmistakable that God's stepping in, and that He does something for us that is amazing. And that it's a testimony that people see, okay, God is fighting for this person. God is holding them up. God is doing things in their life. And that those that hate Him may see it and be ashamed. And that's what the Lord does, is He helps us and He comforts us. And so we need to seek Him in prayer for His help and for His comfort. So that's the lesson for this evening.